What is the value of empathy? A professional and personal reflection. Summary: empathy, compassion, and altruism are explored as essential forces for human connection and societal cohesion in the face of challenges like violence and AI. These qualities are crucial for personal relationships and the survival of communities. Empathy is not just a moral virtue, but a safeguard for society. Full article, source, conjuredesign/pixabay. Empathy, once taken for granted as a virtue, is increasingly viewed through a divided lens. It is questioned, politicized, and sometimes dismissed as a weakness. Yet research, history, and personal experience suggest a different possibility. Empathy is not a mere moral luxury, but a vital force that helps hold human societies together. This is even more relevant in an age marked by violence, conflict, and artificial intelligence, AI, where human connection and emotional understanding risk being overshadowed by algorithmic interactions. In this article, I review some research and share a personal story that reveal why empathy may be essential for personal relationships and for sustaining the web of human interconnectedness. Empathy, compassion, altruism, and the human thread. At its core, empathy allows us to step into another person's shoes, to feel with them and see the world from their perspective. Compassion, a closely related but distinct capacity, moves us beyond feeling into caring, impelling us to respond to another's suffering. Altruism, in turn, reflects the willingness to act in another's interest, even at personal cost. The antisocial personality. Though these qualities differ in how they manifest, they share a common thread. Each draws us beyond ourselves into caring for others, a capacity that, when missing as in antisocial personality disorder, signals a serious disturbance in how a person relates to others. Individuals with antisocial personality disorder lack empathy, compassion, and altruism. They view others not as fellow human beings, but as tools for personal gain, objects to be exploited, manipulated, or discarded. This absence of moral concern erodes trust and fractures the very bonds that hold communities together. The danger is not abstract. Data suggests that empathy deficits often translate into harmful or criminal acts. Empathy, then, is not merely a virtue. It is a safeguard essential to the survival of human relationships and society itself. The science of empathy. Herbert Simon, a Nobel Prize-winning economist and political scientist, underscored that empathy is not merely an emotional impulse, but an evolutionary adaptation essential for social cohesion. Human societies depend on cooperation and acts of kindness. They forge social bonds that allow civilizations to flourish. Biology adds another layer to this understanding. The hormone oxytocin plays a crucial role in bonding between parents and infants, increasing trust and emotional closeness. This bonding is vital for a baby's survival, and by extension, for the survival of the human species. Remarkably, this effect is not limited to biological relationships. Adoptive parents experience similar oxytocin-driven bonding, and even human-animal relationships, such as those between dogs and their owners, can trigger oxytocin release. These neurochemical processes suggest that empathy and connection are not just moral virtues, but are integral to our biological self-interest, woven into the very fabric of relationships. We are all connected. The anthropologist and systems theorist Gregory Bateson maintained that all living systems, including humans, animals, and environments, are interconnected in complex, dynamic ways. No action exists in isolation, and patterns of interaction shape entire ecosystems of behavior and meaning. The COVID-19 pandemic made this interconnectedness impossible to ignore. A virus emerging in one part of the world quickly impacted every continent, community, and individual. It spread through human contact, showing in real time how our lives are linked and how individual choices ripple outward to affect others. A story of survival and moral courage. This deep interconnectedness is reflected in a story close to my heart, my father's survival at the end of World War II. After escaping from the Buchenwald concentration camp, he and a friend were gravely ill, mere skeletons, when they arrived at the doorstep of a stranger, Pastor Siebes and his wife, Hertha Siebes. Despite knowing nothing about them, the couple risked their own lives to nurse them back to health. My father believed one of their children may have died from typhus contracted during this time. Though I cannot confirm this, I know their selfless kindness restored my father's faith in humanity. Many years later, I located the Siebes family and helped them receive the Righteous Among the Nations award from Israel. Their courage and compassion saved not only my father's life, but also his spirit and hope. Their actions continue to echo through generations, shaping my own values and those of my daughter. My father's rescue is more than a moment of compassion. It is a testament to how empathy can ripple across generations, shaping values and inspiring hope even in the darkest times. Science does not give instructions on what is right or wrong. When I contacted the CBES family so they could be honored with the Righteous Among the Nations Award, I met some of their children, including Sister Renate CBES and Professor Stefan CBES. We spoke several times about the past. Renate was about 17 when her parents rescued my father, and Stefan was about 5. I asked them why their parents had taken such a risk. They answered without hesitation, it was the right thing to do. This moment reminded me that while data on empathy and science more broadly can describe empathy and human behavior, it does not tell us what is right or wrong. That realm belongs to personal values and conscience. A question for our time. Conflict and violence persist in many parts of the world, shaping the context in which people interact and make decisions. At the same time, AI systems are increasingly involved in mediating communication and influencing those decisions. In this changing landscape, the role of empathy, whether seen as a strength or a limitation, remains central to how people relate to one another. How might our relationships and communities change if empathy were practiced more widely or less? Whether empathy is a necessary force for progress or merely an idealistic virtue is a question each of us must answer for ourselves. What would you do if a gravely ill stranger arrived at your doorstep seeking help? It's a question I have been pondering for many years. Copyright 2025 MS, Weismark. All rights reserved. This post is protected by copyright and may not be reproduced, distributed, or used without permission.